Mark Red.
Big John has been on to me on text. Trouble at the airport hail is the lights by the airport hotel. Apparently they're out of action at the moment. That's why there's some delays. Little overcast start to the bank holiday weekend. Right now, city and county, 16 degrees. Here's Kevin.
In Tenta News this hour, 70 jobs to go at Galty in Mitchellstown.
And in sport, Levinson and Johnson lead at the Irish Seniors Open.
This is Cork's Red FM, Tenta News.
70 jobs have been axed at Galty Meats in Mitchellstown. Brio Foods, a division of Riox Holdings, has announced plans for the closure of its meat manufacturing plant at Carr Hill. The plant will be shut down over the next couple of months. Louise Dennehy reports for Cork's Red FM.
In a statement released this afternoon, Brio Foods said the risk of closure had been widely speculated on for some months. The company announced in January that all operations were under review. The plant has been the subject of industrial relations difficulties and recent strike action was averted after the Labour Court stepped in. The plant in Mitchellstown manufactured pork products as well as own label brands. Brio Foods says it's a sad day for everyone affected and the closure was beyond the company's control. It blamed a competitive market and a rising cost base. The news will come as a major blow to the Mitchellstown community. Louise Dennehy, Cork's Red FM.
Meanwhile, Dell's 4,500 workers in Ireland are waiting to hear if they will be affected by the company's decision to cut its global workforce by 10%. The computer giant says it's making the cuts after a comprehensive review of its operations. The company's been meeting with staff at its Dublin operation this morning. Local councillor Tom Kivlehan has been speaking to workers in Cherrywood. He says they don't think there will be any compulsory redundancies.
If it's taken over a period of time, sure, there'd be more people leaving the company than the actual reduction of 10%. So it'll be done through natural wastage. But it's difficult for our economy when you see companies that are rationalising and are reducing numbers. It just means that we have to make sure and keep competitive.
First for Cork News.
An investigation has been launched by the military police after a video appeared on the internet of Irish soldiers pretending to aim their weapons at a group of local people in Liberia. The Defence Forces says the incident is very serious and a full investigation is underway. The footage, which was broadcast on YouTube, is believed to have been filmed in the last 12 to 18 months and shows two men appearing to fire machine guns at a crowd while others take cover. The video has now been removed from the internet. Army spokesperson Commandant Gavin Young says some of the faces have already been identified.
This video piece has since been removed from the internet yesterday evening. The complete matter, both the uploading of the video and the pointing of weapons, is under investigation by military police. A number of members of the Defence Forces who are seen in the video have been positively identified, and over the coming days they will be questioned by military police in relation to this incident.
First, for award-winning news.
The Irish Kidney Association is describing the big donor show as distasteful and damaging. The Dutch reality TV programme, which will be broadcast tonight, will show three unwell people competing for a kidney donation. A terminally ill 37-year-old woman will select the recipient for the organ transplant. The European Patients Federation says the show is ethically wrong, while the Irish Kidney Association also has major reservations. According to Chief Executive Mark Murphy, it will do more harm than good.
The public of organ donation, you know, is usually from a lack of knowledge that they might be in fear of it, but to see a show turning it into a lottery and using text messages and pre-decisions is really distasteful. It's more likely to put people off considering organ donation for in the future than it is to help us with our plight for the patient.
This is Cork's Red FM, Tenta News.
The parents of Madeleine McCann are in Spain as they continue the search for their missing daughter. Her mum and dad say they're clinging to the hope that she's been looked after by someone who wanted a daughter of their own. It's now 29 days since the four-year-old went missing from Portugal. Kate and Jerry have spent the day in Madrid giving TV interviews, appealing for information.
We really are imploring for that help because we feel it is possible that Madeleine was moved from Portugal, possibly into Spain.
Spotlighting Cork.
Finally, there has been a slight drop in the number of people on the live register in Cork. Seasonally adjusted figures for May show 511 less people in receipt of job seekers allowance than the same time last year. In Cork City, just over 7,000 people were on the live register last month. The unemployment rate nationally rose by just 0.1% since last month to 4.5%. And that's the news at 3:03.
Irish Seniors Open underway in Kildare. Sport next.
Check out Airtel pages 284 to 286. Cashman's Bookmakers.ie.
some things are just made for each other, like beer and football. So it's no surprise then that Redwood Hydraulics and Redwood Power Tools have joined forces at Unit 10 Onakura Business Park, North Griffin, Middleton, to create Ireland's largest Parker store. They stock a full range of Parker hydraulic and pneumatic fluid connectors, pallet trucks, compressors, nail guns, whoops, air tools. Cool. Milwaukee Power Tools, Mascot Workwear, and all this week, there's special offers on Snickers Workwear.
Redwood Hydraulics and Redwood Power Tools, your one-stop shop for all your hydraulic, pneumatic, and power tool needs. Open weekdays, 8.30 to 5.30 and 9 to 1pm Saturday.
Hi, I'm Connie, and I'm here to tell you all about Ireland's first Flexa shop, which has just opened at 59 Main Street, Middleton. Flexa is a practical, multifunctional, allergy-neutral and 100% natural bed system for children of all ages. I would like to invite you and your family to visit my shop. We're open 7 days a week. Contact us at 021-46-3999. Flexa, because children grow.
Red FM Sport with Three, Ireland's newest mobile network, bringing you the best from the Barclays Premier League. Free to your Three mobile.
Starting with golf, and Gavin Levinson and Doug Johnson are the clubhouse leaders on day one of the Irish Seniors Open in Kildare. Both men shot four under par rounds of 68 and are one shot clear of Alan Tapie, Stuart Ginn and Emilio Rodriguez. Jimmy Hagerty and Eamon Darcy are best of the Irish on one under par, while Cork's Dennis O'Sullivan is currently two over. Meanwhile, the Scottish pair of Alistair Forsyth and Stephen O'Hara lead at the Welsh Open. Both men finish their second round seven under par. Peter Lowry is best of the Irish on three under. To international soccer next, and Nigel Worthington's the new manager of Northern Ireland, replacing Laurie Sanchez, who left to take charge of Fulham. The 45-year-old has signed a deal up to the end of the Euro 2008 qualifying campaign. He'll be assisted by Southampton first-team coach Glyn Snodden and Bolton Wanderers goalkeeping coach Fred Barber.
Cork's Red FM, official radio sponsor to the Rebel Army with Beamish and the Evening Echo.
Cork City entertained Derry City in what's a must-win game for both sides this evening. The Rebel Army are currently fifth in the Aircom League Premier Division, 2 points clear of tonight's visitors. City go into the game on the back of Tuesday's beat away to Shamrock Rovers. Kick-off in Turner's Cross is at 7.45. Meanwhile, Cove Ramblers have no fresh injury worries ahead of their clash away to Kilkenny City. Kenny Coleman remains sidelined with a groin strain, while goalkeeper James McCarthy is out for the rest of the season. Confidence is high in the Ramblers camp following their 5-1 thrashing of Kildare County on Tuesday. Kick-off at Buckley Park is at 7.30. Moving to Gaelic Games, and Cork are continuing their preparations ahead of Sunday's Munster Championship clash with Tipperary. Cork's under 21 star Fintan Gould, who's named on the bench for Sunday's game, was last night unveiled as Cadbury's Hero of the Future for 2007. Gould says winning the under-21 All-Ireland has been a huge boost to Cork football.
I suppose it is. Like, winning the under-21 has certainly maybe brought a bit of the limelight towards Cork, but I suppose we're not certainly not going to look beyond Tipperary on Sunday, you know. They gave us a fierce game in the Munster under-21 final this year, you know, and they have guys involved on Sunday, and we know full well that we're going to have our work cut out there.
Meanwhile, there's two games in the Cork County Intermediate Football Championship this evening. Coursey Rovers play Bullock, while Aaron's own face can fail. Finally, to tennis, Venus Williams has crashed out of the French Open at the hands of Jelena Jankovic. The Serbian came through 6-4, 4-6, 6-1 to reach the fourth round at Roland Garros. Meanwhile, men's top seed Roger Federer cruised through to the next round with a straight sets win over Patito Staracci. I'm Erica, and that's the sport on Cork's Red FM with Three, Ireland's newest mobile network.
This is Cork's Red FM, starting music marathon.
Cork's Red FM.